Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Anything can happen, and anything will happen. I'm getting cussed out. That's fine. Cuss me out all you want. You're cussing me out for telling you the truth. That's all. I don't like telling you guys the truth. I would much rather lie to you. He's going to play. You know, well, I'll tell you this. That's why you keep four quarterbacks. Because then you could bring on a fifth quarterback. One of the other ones got to be healthy. And you could always just simply say, no matter what week it is, I thought quarterback X gives us a better chance to win these games than him. It's the only way you can do it. Because what other way do you have out of it? If he's healthy enough to go, you retweeted his quarterback coach last week. How he's ready, he's going to be ready to go. And this is a guy fighting for his career. Yeah. I mean, once it's done with Cleveland, I don't know who's going to pick him up. Maybe some team will think like, you know what, time's passed, what's done is done, settlements, this, that, and the other. Maybe they'll do it, but they probably won't. This is, where did you get this from,
Quincy Avery was on Bomani Jones'
podcast. All right, here you go.
As you work with Deshaun Watson, is there any chance we see him this year?
Now, will he be healthy enough to play at one point this year? Definitely. What the Cleveland Browns decide to do with him when he is healthy enough to, that's up to them. But I think we've actually been throwing a good bit. We just started throwing. So I think that he'll be ready pretty quickly here. I think quicker than a lot of people expect.
Okay, so that one sentence in the middle of there, what they do with him once he's healthy, that's up to them. See, that's the key. Because, guys, we'd have no reason to have this conversation if guys weren't dropping like flies in that quarterback room. Now guys are dropping like flies in that quarterback room. I got three guys who have injuries now out of five, and that's adding Tyler Huntley. Three out of five is bad. The other guy, you're trying to make sure he's healthy for the season to start. So if you don't think that the season's going to go very well, there's definitely a chance. I don't do this to get cussed out on social media. I don't do this to upset you guys. I don't want to upset you guys. You guys have known me for a long time. But I have to tell you the truth, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about it. I'm just telling you what it is. And I saw a bunch of people, they go, Kenny, if they play him, I ain't watching. That is well within your right to do. But it is well within his right as an employable NFL football player to come back and be healthy and be ready. It's well within his right to do it. And it would... I don't know how well he'd do. I don't think he'd do very well. I think he was running into sacks last year. He was seeing ghosts last year. We did that whole thing last year. But going into this year, the only thing, and that's the key, what Quincy Avery just said, what would they do with him? Well, okay, if you had Dillon Gabriel ahead of him at that time, you could always say, I think Dillon Gabriel gives us a better chance to win. If you have Shedeur Sanders ahead of him at that time, Shedeur Sanders gives us a better chance to win. That's all Kevin would have to say. And it's Kevin's belief, and he's the head coach of the football team, and damn it, he makes the decision. That gets rid of any of the... Because there's weird hoops they got to jump through because of this contract, guys. Like, I don't know if he wants to be here. I don't know if he wants to be with the club, but he seems to be a good teammate and all those things. So fine, let's leave it at that, because that's what the contract stipulates. He's not doing any actions that are detrimental to the team. So the team has to be in good standing with him because he's got a players union behind him. I know that the players union right now looks pretty nice, or crazy is a nice way to put it, but he does have a players union behind him. You can't deny him the opportunity to work if he's healthy enough to work. And I don't know what cutting him does. I don't know what that is. Again, it's a post June 1st, more than likely.
Yeah, we have
next year.
We have some people tweeting us like crazy. Said the Browns aren't going to play him and risk all the insurance money. It's like the Browns are not getting a video. Yeah, they're not getting any cap relief or any of that stuff. The guy is able to play, you don't get to keep guys out of games. But then be able to cash in on an insurance policy, especially when their quarterback coach is saying he's healthy to play.
There is a caveat.
Because then you look bad. It looks like you're manipulating contracts, and you're manipulating the salary cap, and you're manipulating insurance policies, and the league is not going to allow that at all.
Now, record this for later on, because he could always say, you know, I've suffered a bit of a setback here in my rehab, this, that, and the other, and we've decided to sit out 2025. He can always do that if he wants to. So that would be...
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
I can't wait till they can see us live on YouTube.
Don't look at me like I'm the one saying it. That is Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the football team.
When they can see us live on YouTube and see every single face I give you. Oh, my goodness. They could always do that. But we can't sit there and deny that the possibility is there. My question is, what would you do? How would you react if he did play this season? Because I've said it. I mean, you got a fan base that you want to get on your side. You're trying to get to a sunnier future. Playing him ain't going to make the fan base happier. You read something about removing imagery and stuff like that in the stadium and stuff. Like, they want to move on. I think he wants to move on. But the only way they move on is together, at least for this year. And then after this year, we can part our ways and take the big, nasty cap hit, and we'll have hopefully either a second-year quarterback that works out in either Shedeur or Dylan, or we'll have a rookie QB on a rookie deal, and we'll all move on. Probably not as friends, but we'll all move on. And so that's the way it's going to work. But you're going to have to get through this year, and if you keep losing quarterbacks, you can always look at it and go, well, damn it, we're paying him for something. If he wants to go, you can always do that.
Yeah, they throw their hands up in the air, right?
But, I mean, honestly, like the reaction... It ain't going to be a good reaction by the fans.
No.
It's not. I think that they are... I think they're tired of the past, and they're looking forward to the future, and I told you
guys... Well, that's what Shedeur Sanders... That's why I think there was legitimate organic excitement about Shedeur.
That's why it was with me. I think Shedeur has a higher ceiling than Dylan Gabriel. I've had a bunch of people telling me I'm disrespecting Dylan Gabriel. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Dylan Gabriel. But if you and I were picking fantasy teams, I'm picking Shedeur Sanders before Dylan Gabriel. That's not meant as a disrespect towards him. That's just me being as honest as I possibly can with everybody. It's not a disrespect. I'd pick Shedeur Sanders as of right now. Maybe we'll find out different on Saturday afternoon. I'd pick him 10 times out of 10 over Dylan Gabriel. And I dare to dream for a moment, after the Friday night game, that maybe Shedeur Sanders would be a bailout to this terrible situation that we've dug ourselves into. And if he's not, okay, I will line up and try to get excited about the next guy. And it doesn't mean if Shedeur Sanders is healthy in a couple of weeks or not healthy in a couple of weeks or whatever. Yeah, man, I still got to do my job. I still got to watch Cade Klubnik. Against my will, I still got to watch Lenore Sellers, who I get excited by. I still got to watch Drew Aller, which I told you before. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to have to come home and deal with that pressure. We'll find out more when they take on Ohio State. And I think they got Oregon on the schedule, if I'm not mistaken, over there at Penn State. So they got some big games coming up and some high expectations. And Garrett Nussmeier as well. Arch Manning probably not, but yeah, obviously he plays at Texas, and I'm going to be watching a lot of Texas this year. But I'm still going to do that. But at the same time, I'm hoping that I can take all my notes and rip them up at some point this year if Shador, because I think he has a higher ceiling, or Dylan Gabriel were to play well. Or Kenny Pickett, for that matter, just so his aunt doesn't cuss me out on social media.
Okay, can I,
what would your reaction be? What would you react by? Because I'd be like, hey, you know what? I'm curious. I'm still, and I'm not even saying I'm car crash curious. I'm curious of like, all right, what can they do with him? Do we see anything good?
With Deshaun, I am always going to be curious because we have almost no examples of a quarterback playing over a 4 to 5 year top five level at quarterback and then losing it, not just losing it a little bit or because of an injury or whatever, losing all of it.
But
and
there's plenty of reasons
looking
behind
like the
that,
same
that,
guy.
There's plenty of reasons behind that that you and I thought were balderdash when they first got him. Because I'm going, man, there's to lose it like that. I mean, there were Tiger Woods comparisons, but yeah. You know, Tiger Woods still came back and won a Masters after that, for crying out
loud.
Yes,
he did. Like, Deshaun looked like he had
he looked like a high school quarterback.
He looked like the worst quarterback in football. And I've just never seen anything resembling that. And part of me just has a curiosity because he's never really talked about it. I mean, Quincy Avery, his quarterback coach, did finally say as part of that podcast with Bomani Jones, he's like, he developed some bad habits. Some footwork stuff got away from him that, you know, hadn't been there in the past. And it's like, man, what isn't a coaching staff supposed to help with some of that? Now, they'll argue that mechanics, that's actually not something that you see a lot of in the NFL. Like, they have their coaches for that, especially quarterbacks have their personal coaches for that stuff. That was something Avery said that I thought was really interesting. He said, you'd be surprised how little time actual NFL teams work on skill development.
Great point.
He said you see it with like corners. They work on it a bunch. You see it with wide receivers, but you don't necessarily see it with quarterbacks. I found that to be interesting because NBA, if you ever get to an NBA game and you have like a press credential and you can get there 3 hours early, you see skill development with the guys that don't play. It's nonstop skill development, and it's every day. And those guys, you can tell the guys that want to work hard because they are working on individual skill development constantly. To hear that NFL teams don't really do a lot of that because they just don't have the time, they don't have the wherewithal, they got to get guys ready for games, that was a stunner to me because we always talk about skill development. Like, hey, maybe a guy will get better, and you have coaches saying, no, they actually don't have the time.
It used to be 6 preseason games, months of training camp. They don't have that time now. It's been negotiated out. And so now you got to get moving. That's why I get so nervous about this injury because I'm nervous about today with Dylan Gabriel. I'm not nervous, but gosh, I don't want to have to deal with another injury because I want to see what he can do on Saturday. I want them to be right. God, I want them to be right. So I hope to get a chance to see him on Saturday, and hopefully he'll play well on Saturday. But I want both those young guys to at least get some sort of a whack at it because I don't want to go back to Deshaun Watson land and have any of that started all up again and people calling in saying they're done with the Browns and all the other stuff there. Shore's way more fun. I mean, I know that people have had some crazy knockdown, drag-out arguments. Shore's 1,000 times more fun than anything that we've really had a chance to. Other than the playoff run with Joe, outside of that, which was a blast, anything else over the last 3 years? No, Shador is 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times more fun than any of the other stuff. Kevin Stefanski coming up here. Kevin Stefanski coming up at 9:30. His live press conference. Who's set to speak to the media today, Tone? Do we know right off the top of our heads here?
From the names I got, it was not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, not Myles Garrett, and not Myles Garrett.
Is that a miss? Should he be forced to speak to the media?
Well, yesterday.
Mary Kay wanted him to go watch Driver's Ed movies.
Scary
Driver's
Ed. I know I didn't want to say it because I didn't think people would believe me with me saying it.
Did you ever see that 80s movie? Was it License to Drive?
With Corey
Feldman?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah. Not, Mitch has seen it, of course.
Not Corey Haim, or was also Corey Haim also in there?
I think they were
rest
both
in peace.
In it. Yeah.
Heather Graham. Carol Kane. The great Carol Kane was the mom in that movie.
Corey Feldman's still with us?
Feldman is. Yes. Haim is not.
Feldman's all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got a band.
He's been doing a ton of stuff. But in License to Drive, I believe they do watch a horrific, scary Driver's Ed video.
Corey Haim died in 2010. Well, if he wants to see it, I don't know. 216-474 What? You should probably say something to the media, shouldn't he?
Yeah, just to get it out of the way.
I know it's not that big of a deal, but it is a deal.
Here's why he has to talk. You're the leader of the team.
Is
and,
he?
Okay.
2 days. That's leadership. Okay.
He's the captain of the team.
Yeah, I told you what that means to me.
Jimmy Haslam, after he signed, did say he wanted to see leadership out of that position for somebody paid.
Yeah, my dad wanted me to lose weight when I was young.
And furthermore,
wanted me to get my life together.
Your actions just caused the head coach to have to answer to it, and the coach seemed very annoyed. So yeah, you have to talk. Yeah, dude, you got to talk. And you've also, by the way, Myles Garrett has social media. I mean, you're fine. Don't do a press conference, but you got social media. Talk to the fans directly.
Our boss Tom at the time wanted me to get good at golf. He goes, "You really need to learn how to get good at golf." And here I am, still sucking at golf.
And where's Tom?
Well, he's retired.
Where is Tom?
Tom's retired.
Tom, you're out.
I win. Yeah, guess who? I mean, you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other. Like, again, he's the leader of the team. Is he a leader of the team? Does the team have a leader? Doesn't mean nothing to me. Oh, he's got a C on his chest. Well, we did this before with Andy Baskin. It means something to Andy Baskin. Don't mean nothing to me. It's the NFL. It's just another way to sell jerseys.
Yeah, but you're talking as a fan / pundit, right?
Yes.
A talking head.
Yes.
The guy that owns the franchise said you got to be a leader.
I understand that. But we've seen a lot of owners say a lot of things over a long period of time.
The owner needs to make him come speak today.
Good God, look at the stuff Jerry Jones has said over the last month about his best player on his team.
That's GM Jerry. That's not owner Jerry.
Oh, there's a difference. What has Mike Brown said over the last month about one of his best players on the team? Exactly. $129. That's how much a C on the chest is. That's how much a non-authentic NFL jersey is from the team shop. I don't know what the off-brand sites are. That's all that matters. That's all that. What's that mean to me? Ain't no leader. And I've never. And you know what? I'm not being mean because I've never accused him of being a leader. John in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Hello, John.
Yeah. As far as whether or not I want to see Deshaun play again this year, I absolutely do, and not for the reasons you might think. I don't want this team to get out of it. I want them to sit in the mess that they made. Over the years, they've done nothing but make mess after mess after mess, and they crawl right out of it. No. I want them to sit in this one. I want him to go out onto that field, and I want the legions of idiot fans who build them fans each year to boot him off the field.
Hold on. John?
Yes.
The only thing I really disagree with you on is that you said they crawled out of the messes that they made. When did they crawl out of the messes that they make over the last how many years? When have they crawled out of the mess? We've been rolling around in it for 25 years.
Well, it does go away eventually. You guys and the media find a way to sweep it under the rug, so I take that as crawling out of the mess.
Well, what have I done? What have I done, John?
I didn't say you specifically. I said the media.
I'm part of the media, though.
I say Ken Carmen sweeps everything under the rug? No, I said the media as a whole likes to sweep certain things under the rug over the years.
I'm not going to accuse my media brethren, John.
Well, to back to my point originally, I don't want them to get out of this. I want him to go out on that field, and I want the fans in the stands to boo him off the field, and I want them to sit in the mess that they made, point blank. That's all I got, man.
John, thank you very much for the call. That's as honest as I could ask him to be. I ain't mad at John. I think John got mad, but I wasn't mad at John.
The media always gets ripped for bringing too much to the surface. Like, you guys are just bringing this up for your click, and now you're saying the media is trying to sweep everything under the rug. I disagree.
Most fans would be like that.
I don't know. I've done a lot of sweeping under a lot of rugs.
It depends. How big is the rug? And does it tie the room together?
For the record, he did it, not me.
Alleged.
For the record, he's the last reference, not I. Frank and Gates Mills, you're next up. Congratulations
on all your success.
Frank, I got to put you on hold now.
Because we've got Kevin Stefanski.
Soon.
Telling you to pay attention to the clock.
But
it doesn't mean overreact. Take
right.
Frank.
And
Frank,
that's why we want to go to Frank. Frank.
60 seconds, Frank.
Congratulations on all your success.
I'm gonna start saying I'm from Chesterland or something, which is where I'm really
And then it's a sad state of affairs.
I only know one other person from there.
A riches to rags story.
The media has every right to ask questions, and if Miles doesn't want to talk, that's fine, but people are going to start to speculate and ask questions.
He's not the leader of the team.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Tell you every morning he's not the leader of the team, Frank. There's no speculation.
He should be the leader of the team, but yeah, well, again,
Frank, how often do you have to restain and repaint the white picket fences out in Gates Mills? How often?
Good point.
Every other year.
I think that's code, right?
Yeah.
Is that in the chapter of the bylaws?
Frank, can you get me into the Hunt Club?
I cannot. I'm not a member of the Hunt Club. That's big dollars. That's up in your neck of the woods, Tony.
What's the Hunt Club?
What if you jump over the fence at the Hunt Club?
Thank you very much. Frank, what's the Hunt Club?
Oh, the Hunt Club. It actually was on fire a few years ago.
Oh.
They had to repair the Hunt Club. People in the Hunt Club, you don't talk Hunt Club.
I don't know nothing about the Hunt Club. All right. Miles is not speaking today. Because he ain't the leader of the football team.
Not far from the Hunt Club.
I don't know
who
is the leader of the football team.
The leader.
Just because he's the highest paid, don't make him the leader of the team. Is it Joel?
Is Rodney McLeod back?
Is Joel the leader of the? I'm honest. I'm not being mean. I'm being well. It's not mean. It doesn't matter. They're all millionaires. I'm not being facetious. Who is the leader of the team? Well, Kevin Stefanski is the head coach, and he's having his press conference now.
Leader of the team
operates around here, and I think both teams understood that it was time to get some good work in, and it was hot, and it was hard. So I thought it was very beneficial to both sides. And then today, more of the same. Will be a shorter practice by design, a few less team periods, no one-on-ones today, but an important day nonetheless. We will do kickoff and kickoff return as well as field goal for Tony. But looking forward to a good day's work, and with that, I'll take any questions.
Can you tell us about Shador, what happened with the oblique strain and what the outlook is like for him?
Yeah, felt it early, I think warming up, and then felt it throughout individuals, so took a look at it. You know, if it's a right guard, you can play through that. When it's a quarterback, you kind of need that muscle to throw. So unfortunately, going to put him down for a little bit here. We'll treat it day to day and see how he responds, but want to be smart because he's a thrower, so you can't push that thing.
It's such a critical point in your evaluation of each of these quarterbacks. How does it affect your evaluation of the quarterbacks?
Yeah, listen, injuries stink for all these guys. They don't want to miss a rep for any reason, Tony, but there's a way to continue to prepare, continue to get better, even when you're not getting those reps because of injury.
Is an oblique coming in a lot like a hamstring? Is that one of those injuries that, I mean, it gets a little tricky?
I think it's just with throwers and pitchers and guys that torque and twist their body. You got to be really careful.
Is the length of the rehab just like rest, or is he getting treatment for
that? Both, yeah, getting treatment.
He'll be out there today.
He'll be out here today, yes.
Does this mean that Dylan will start the game on Saturday?
We got to see how he does today and gets through. So not ready to say for sure.
What about Pickett today?
He will be limited, yes.
And if Dylan doesn't start, I mean, your only other option then is for Tyler to start the game, right?
We'll work through all those things. Obviously, you know, Snoop knows exactly what to do, how to do it, so is ready to roll. We'll see who else is available, Mary Kay, but got to get through today before I know that.
Any chance you would play Flacco in an emergency situation?
So could it be a situation?
Can you rule out Shador for this game? Because yesterday you guys said it was unlikely he'll play Saturday, but it sounds nice.
I'll stay with unlikely. I think that's a good word by Peter. But, yeah, he's day-to-day, so what's today, Thursday? So unlikely.
So could it be a situation where Tyler might play the whole game if it comes to that?
Everything's on the table. We'll see.
Kevin, in reviewing the practice of offense, was it a difficult day for the offense? There was a lot of drop passes.
We had, for whatever reason, the most drop passes we've had all of camp, so that was unusual.
What do you attribute that to?
Great question. It was some randomness. You know, obviously it was hot. You're going against a good football team. Could be really anything. But I expect the guys to bounce back. I thought the offense had some – when you're going up against a really good defense, particularly that front, not to take anything away from their back end, but their front is a very, very large, powerful front. I thought the guys had their moments, and then the Philly defense had their moments. But that's kind of what you do in these – settings, you know, very rarely is it one side. Both sides are kind of taking body blows, if you will.
I mean, Kevin, was that a big challenge? The Philly front, was that a big challenge for the run game to try to get some looks you guys wanted?
Yeah, you're not – versus this team, you're not just going to line them up and have a simple run game and say, hey, we're going to beat you. You have to find ways to maximize via scheme, via motion, via a variety of things because they're just very stout.
Kevin, I seem to remember 2 years ago you did this, and it looked like you were doing it again yesterday. It seemed like a lot of mixing and matching, even when it was you'd have, you know, the ones guards intact, you know, Joel, Wyatt, but you're like the backup tackles. It seemed like mixing a lot of those things during the team period.
Maybe a little bit, Chris. Obviously, there's guys that you're always want to make sure that they're getting the right amount of work. There's other guys that you just want to see in there, those type of things. So, yeah, I think you mix and match. You know, going thinking ahead to Saturday, there will be – it's a very similar plan that we had last week. Now, there will be some guys that play Saturday that didn't play last week. There are some guys that played last week that don't play Saturday. It's really based on what each player needs to get ready for the season.
What about your D-line and the pressure that you guys were able to create when you launched that back?
Yeah, I thought, again, had our moments as well as they did. That's a very good offensive line. They're schemed up really well. Quarterback does a great job moving the pocket, but I thought our guys competed really well.
Kevin, if Dylan is able to start Saturday, just what can you say about the work that he's put in and, you know, getting a lot of first-team reps over the course of the last 4 weeks or so?
Yeah, continues to keep the focus on one day at a time and taking what comes to him. Obviously, anytime you miss – reps due to injury, you got to make sure you're staying as sharp as you can, and I think he's done a nice job of that. in meetings.
If he gets through today and recovers fine, you see him playing three quarters like Shador did?
Hard to say, Tony. Just really going to be based on his health.
Kevin, it seemed like there were some situations, going back to some of the drops and stuff, where the Philly DBs were able to kind of rip the ball out of your guys' hands. Is that just something they're good at? Was that a point of emphasis kind of last night when you went back and watched?
I think that 27 is a good corner for them. He had one in particular that he played well on the ball. Now on the other side, our number 21 had a good play on the ball. So I think it works both ways with defensive backs. Those one-on-one drills, speaking as a former defensive back, they are weighted heavily towards the offense. You should be able to get open and catch the ball. But when that at the moment of truth at the catch, the defender still has the opportunity to punch that thing out.
Joe was saying yesterday how valuable it is to go against the number one defense, the Super Bowl champs, and what you can learn about yourself as an offense. What do you feel like these guys may have learned about themselves?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Mary Kay. We've talked a lot about that. I think training camp in of itself, you're finding out about yourself. And that's personnel-wise, that's schematically what guys can and can't do. So there were a number of times we put players in positions yesterday to see what it looked like and see if they can handle X, Y, or Z. And I thought for the most part we found out some guys are going to be capable of doing some things for us.
Kevin, it seems like in these joint practices since you've been head coach, there might be one guy who emerges, not one of your regulars either. You know, I go back to MJ as a rookie and other guys. Miles Harden had a couple plays yesterday, filling in for Greg Newsom. I'm wondering, on tape, did it look like he had a pretty good day?
He did. He had a good day. Miles is very, very competitive, and a competitive kid, strong. He needs to keep on a progression, which is every day trying to get better, and I think he's got the right attitude.
Yeah, it seems like your guys used pre-snap motion this year. It's going a little smoother than it did last year. There's a lot of pre-snap stuff, obviously, training camp and all that.
Right.
How much is that a point of emphasis for you guys that you guys have talked through and kind of getting back to your system?
A major point of emphasis, both parts of it, both the utilization of it and also doing it correctly. If you just line up in a static formation, I just think it's easier on the defense. It's also easier on the offense because you're not going to get penalties, but you have to utilize that to your advantage, and if you're going to do that, you have to be great with your shifts and motions. It's been a very, very, very big point of emphasis for our offense.
Good.
Okay, thank you, guys. Thanks.
Getting you ready for preseason game number 2 against the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, my God. We'll see who else is out there. I mean, that sounds like week 16 of last year.
Oh, my God, it does.
It's preseason game number 2. We'll see who else is out there.
See, I'm thinking of...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Patrice O'Neal, I'm not going to go into the whole bit, but he gets over to where they're looking for somebody, and he puts his hand up over his eyes, and he squints and is like, oh, okay, we tried. We're looking. That's Kevin Stefanski right now. He's looking for anybody.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else out there? Who did we sign this week? Tyler Huntley. All right. Who's next?
At least he makes a lot of money.
And now that what? Teddy Bridgewater's not available. So who's left that's not quarterbacking that will
Brian
be available?
Hoyer.
Brian didn't file retirement papers. Oh, do you want me to text him right now?
I thought that was about text the Hall of Fame.
Right now.
I thought you had to be 5 years removed before you could be in the Browns Hall
of
Fame.
You talk to Ryan in Geneva. I got to text Brian. Ryan,
let's go.
Hello. I'm gonna try to pay attention to you, brother, but I got to text Brian right now. Is Ryan there?
Ryan, react to us.
Ryan in Geneva, gone. I hope the Eagles still have a fine season. Hello, Frank in D.C.
Oh, good morning, football guy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Now, I gotta let you go. I'm not going to let you go, but I gotta tell you that I'm not going to be paying close attention. I got to text somebody here.
That's fine. I'm kind of surprised that the Deshaun Watson stuff continues to keep coming up at this point. I can tell you that if they ever had the audacity to put him in the game again in a Browns uniform, it would make the fan base sick to their stomach. And I hope that we never see him play another snap again for us. And they just need to cut bait. And that's my question to you is, at some point, like, when has it become worth it to, like, just eat the money and get him off the team? Because he's just being a distraction at this point.
Next year. Next year.
You have to wait
next
a whole
June.
Year?
Yeah, because you want to save what you can.
Yeah, but isn't he helping mentor some of the young quarterbacks like Shador and like Dylan Gabriel?
We don't want him doing that. We have Joe Flacco. We don't need him. I don't want him touching
Joe has actually
Shador.
Been, but the problem is, Frank, Joe has been on record saying that he is not a mentor.
Then we can have Tyler Huntley do it or somebody else. I don't want this guy infiltrating his bull crap on Shador or Dylan Gabriel. We don't need him there. He brings no value to this team anymore. It's actually all negatives. And Haslam has more money than he'll ever be able to spend. So just eat the cost, please. Just get him out of this building. Nobody wants him there at all.
Frank,
we're done.
But it also affects the salary cap.
It does. Yeah. Well, I don't think Frank cares about the salary cap,
right.
But I think...
No, but that's just telling Haslam to eat the money is fine. It affects who you can bring in to put onto the roster.
Yeah.
Not at this point, we're going to be so bad, though. Like, does it really matter that much? I mean, it does, but it's like, we're not contending for a Super Bowl. We're years away from that. So, like, just eat the money because your culture is so important, and I think that that's what people don't really put enough value in into thinking about. And obviously the Browns have a ton of culture issues, but you know, if you think about it from a long-term perspective, this is where you have to restart, and you have two rookies that can potentially be, you know, I don't know if you're saving grace, but it can get you going in the right direction. And so now is the time to restart the engine and build that culture back up. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not going to the Super Bowl. Just forget about the salary cap and get this guy out of Ohio.
Well, what you're saying here, Frank, right, and thank
you
for the call.
Frank. Stay safe in D.C. Whew, sounds calamitous.
Frank is coming in hottest tomorrow. I mean, that's say what you will. That's a fan, and he won't be the only fan saying that. So that's something they have to think about. Brian says no, he has not filed retirement papers yet.
Okay,
however, you don't have to do that anymore.
But
so I mean,
can't rule out. Saying,
did you ask him about playing quarterback for the Browns?
Oh, he says once you're not on a roster for a full year, they consider you retired. But that doesn't mean the doors slam.
Yeah, so I think going to play quarterback for the Browns.
Hoyer,
you want me to ask him live on air? Would you play for the Browns?
Yeah. I don't want him to sully his record as a Browns starter, which I believe is in the top three in modern day Browns quarterbacks.
But what if we're just a Hoyer away?
I've told him in these texts. I go, I'm reading these on the air. Chuck in Cleveland. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I can't talk too loud because I'm in prison. You know, I snuck a burner phone in here.
Hey, what?
This is the question that I got for you guys. We all in Brown's prison, right? Nobody. I want to know who's the warden. Who's the warden? Is it Barry, Haslam, or Stefanski? All right, I got
to
go.
You know who it is. You know who it is. It's Paulie Podesta. Put your trust in God. Your asses belong to me. This is not. I don't feel that we're in Brown's prison anymore. Well, now Shador's hurt, so maybe we might be back in Brown's prison. You gotta go through parole first. They don't just let you out, do they?
Donald, then you gotta go to a halfway house after that.
So. Donald in Cleveland. He says he's done. He says stick a fork in him. Hold on, Donald. That's what Brian says.
Brian's not gonna play quarterback. Okay.
Okay. So we can't get Brian.
We'll see who else is available.
Hoyer 10-6 as starting quarterback of the Browns.
You were right about that quarterback. All right, Donald, go ahead.
How you doing, Doug? Good morning.
Donald!
Doing well, Donald. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, I just think that if Deshaun's healthy, he's going to play this year. Jimmy went to the wedding. Jimmy clearly said that Deshaun was his pick. He just made everybody know that Shador was not his pick. At the end of the day, he's a businessman. So if you have something worth, what, $46 million?
And but don't the fans do you think the fans by and large want to see him play?
I think the fans have always been the same way. If he's winning, everybody's going to be quiet. If he's not, it's going to be an uproar.
But I see, Donald, that's my issue. And thank you for the call. Like, I just heard an impassioned call from Frank. I heard what Donald says, but I mean, if you're at the end of a season, then it's a thought of, well, is that what's best for business is to play him? But again, you can't deny him the opportunity to be on your roster if he's healthy. There's a contract here that's involved. He hasn't breached that contract with anything detrimental to the team. So he has the right to be on the team. You could always turn right around and say, I think quarterback X gives us a better chance to win. Everybody in the world can disagree with you. And it won't be the first time everybody in the world has disagreed with a head coach on their decision to play a player. That's what would lay ahead. I hope we don't come to that, but that's what would lay ahead. I don't know, when the coach is saying, we'll see who else is out there before the second preseason game of the year, probably means that, yeah, he's going to play. And you can get mad, but I don't know how many other choices they had. I got a guy who's making $46 million or $1 million, technically, however they want to do it. You got a guy who's on a massive contract. Maybe they just decide to let him do it. If he plays exceedingly well, I'd be very surprised. If he plays just well enough, well, it might have a problem with your future there when it comes to the draft. These are not things that I thought I'd be wondering about right now. Last Friday night, I did not think I was going to be wondering about this.
We got a call from D.C., we got a yes. call from prison, and we got a call from a guy named Donald.
Coming in hot is tomorrow at 9:45. You better be careful. You better ease up.
Stating facts here, Ken.
That's right.
We got a call from Chuck.
Put them all on a list.
It was Brown's prison. By the way, I want to tell everybody we're still far enough away from lunch. Lima eats the strings that hang off his bananas.
All goes in the mouth and in my tummy. We got Dan Wetzel at 10:15, emerging podcast scene.
92.3 The Fan Extra, the free Odyssey app. Remember, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseKia.com. 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra, the free Odyssey app. Be there, be square.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.